Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We came across this guy. His name is Doron Shafir. He's an author. He is a pro-Israel activist, and he is known as Easy Way. And we wanted to chat with him, Doron. Very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing fine.
So, well, okay, that's a good answer, because every time we speak to somebody from Israel, it's actually a very complicated question. So, good. Well, fine, I suppose, is probably where it's at, right?
Yeah, as good as it gets, right?
Okay, so we were having this discussion earlier, and I made a comment that we need to claim back language, because we get caught up in, you know, what these protests, these the BDS things, the all of that, and the language that is used, never mind the normal genocide stuff, they call it pro-Palestinian rallies. But actually, they aren't. They are anti-Israel rallies. They're not pro-Palestinian rallies. If they were pro-Palestinian, they would be demanding that Hamas freeze the Gazans from their own hold. They would demand the hostages that are released. They would demand, in fact, that even the Palestinians are held accountable. Not only Israel's held accountable. That is a way to be pro-Palestinian. What this is about is anti-Israel. How do we change that message? You're a YouTuber. You have a following. How do we get this message out? And, well, do you agree with the message, firstly?
Well, I think the message is, this whole thing is so complicated. Like and I don't mean necessarily the conflict itself. Mm-hmm. I mean that the range of influences and interests that drive these pro-Palestinian movements are extremely diverse. Some are coming from this sort of Marxist view. Mm. Some are coming from an Islamist point of view. Mm. Some are coming from, I don't know, just something they heard on social media. Maybe they do think there is a genocide and they want to stop it. Mm. You know, it's perfectly reasonable.
Absolutely.
So there are so many factors going on, and I think this murkiness really plays right into the hands of the Islamists in this case. So
yes, because I think, if you have a situation where the gay community is marching in support of Hamas, it's absurd beyond words.
Well, it's actually not so absurd if you think about what they think.
Okay, tell me.
Because if they believe that they are a member, or they are members, basically, of a suppressed minority or a suppressed group, then they would like to have allies in other suppressed groups. And then that would make perfect sense for them to think, okay, the Palestinians are suppressed, we are suppressed, we require allies, and thus this alliance
makes
sense.
Yeah, the intersectionality.
They don't need to think. Mm. Yeah, they don't need to think at all about you know, anything deeper than that. So what we need to do in order to, well, make the situation more favorable for us is to make the conversation more complicated. But people don't like complicated conversations.
It's counterintuitive to marketing, because we would like to simplify things. So tell me why complicated is better. Yeah?
Because you need the nuance. You need to understand what is happening. You need to understand the geopolitics. You need to understand the involvement of Iran in all this. And, you know, you can't understand that if all you're thinking about is human shields or genocide or whatever. And I think one of the mistakes that many of the pro-Israelis are making when they go on to live shows and stuff, they're trying to dumb things down too much, and that makes many, many people in the audience think that they're being basically treated as fools, and they're not buying this. And, you know, they're right not to buy this. You know,
absolutely.
So you need to treat people with respect. That's how I see things. And when people feel like they're being lied to, that feeds into anti-Semitic tropes of Jews controlling the media and feeding everyone basically, you know, nonsense and people, and that makes people more likely to accept these anti-Semitic theories because they're thinking,
And Jews are liars, you know. So we manipulate, we lie, so therefore anything that we say. I mean, the number of times I'm called a liar a day on social media is quite alarming. But it's just a weapon. That's all it is.
Yes. Well, the antidote is to increase the complication of the conversation.
That's very interesting.
Increase the sophistication. Increase the sophistication. You need, well, in order to know, you have people shouting, you know, about Hamas and about resistance. Well, how can they not know about the geopolitics of the region and Iran, for instance? You know, they have to know. Now, many actually think, if you look at what's been happening in the last couple of days, many see, for instance, the fact that Jordan has just basically cooperated with Israel in order to prevent an attack, right? And they see this as further proof that the Sunni Islamic world has basically abandoned the Palestinian cause. It's being ruled by Western puppets, Western dictatorial puppets. And now who's the only country now, if they're all puppets, who's the only country now that stands up to Israel? Which one is it? Mm. It's Iran. That's exactly what they want.
So suddenly Iran becomes the hero of the story.
It's exporting the revolution. That's what they're all about to begin with.
Very, very frightening. But I think, but I like the angle because it's very, very different to how I guess maybe it's from my marketing background, is you want to simplify things. And then you add Twitter to it, where you've got a very limited amount of space to present an argument, and you do want to distill it down into its simplest form. But actually, maybe that there's more to it. And what our guest is saying, which I think is very, very interesting, is actually make it more complicated. How do you do that? How do you make it more complicated?
You know, I wish I could give you a recipe.
Oh, well, I
don't know how I do it. I don't know how I do it, but I know that I do it at least somewhat successfully. I mean, that's what my basically my online presence is all about, right? That's what made me popular in a sense, that I am able to do this. And I'm not, you know, it's not this super unique God-given gift. Well, it could everything could be.
Yes.
Could be interpreted as
yes,
but people can do it, but they just need to think about it and to try and do it and not try to play the game, you know. Of I see, for example, if you think about Piers Morgan, okay, the pro-Israeli people that he brings, I think most of the times they lose their debates. They're just the arguments are too simplified. They're not thought through well enough. I mean, you have the competent debater here and there, but mostly, from what I see, I don't want to name anyone, of course, but
Shmuley Potter.
Well, it could be one, but
sorry,
but yes,
yeah,
but,
least,
but you
my
have
least
to
favorite, yeah.
Well, you know, it's not about being favored or not.
I know.
It's about being right. It's about being a competent debater. And sometimes maybe you don't even have to debate, right? Because on some occasions, all you have to do is ask some more questions of your opponent and let him bury himself.
Absolutely right.
Right? Because sometimes you just need to ask some questions, and if your opponent is honest. And many times they are. They are honest. Many times they're Islamist. They're not they're not going to go against their base, right? So all you need to ask is, well, should there be... Wait, so by this logic, does that mean that there should be Sharia law? And by this logic, does that mean that, I don't know, Muslims worldwide should unite? Are nation states a bad thing at all? I mean, why is... they would say yes, of course.
Right, right.
Okay, that's...
It's very, very interesting. We do, unfortunately, need to leave it there. But it is really a fascinating and very different way of thinking. Certainly, I've gained from this conversation with Doron Shafir. You can look at his some of his work at Easy Way, E-A-Z-Y. New, then W-A-Y, not new word, it's the same word, Easy Way. Have a look at that. He's an activist, he's an author, he's pro-Israel, very, very interesting work, and grateful for the conversation with him, Doron Shafir.